producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, my show on terrestrial radio is one of a kind. And that's sort of cool, but it's not the only game in town. With the advent of new media, that kind of landscape is changing. And it's good, especially when it's a Second Amendment type of show. There's a show on the internet called Kevin the Tack Daddy. Tagline for it is Kevin is an average American dad who takes the responsibility of protecting his family very seriously. Everyday concealed carry psychology and real world scenarios explored and discussed. Kevin the Tack Daddy is the longest running episodic live chat, gun chat online. And Tack Daddy Live was the first of its type to incorporate the concept of a weekly guest. They are expanding. He is expanding exponentially. Joining me from sort of parts unknown, I know it's somewhere down there in Florida or something, I'm joined by Kevin the Tack Daddy. Good morning, sir.
Bill, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. How did you get this idea to get a online chat about guns? What was the genesis for that?
That's a great question. It actually goes back to my brother and I, who's again one of my best friends in the world. He lives in Colorado, and here I am in South Florida. In you know, parts unknown, but no, I'm in South Florida somewhere. And and we would have these conversations on Sunday nights on a pretty regular basis, because that was the time that we found each other, you know, just reaching out kind of after dinner time, that kind of thing. And we would have these conversations about Second Amendment, about politics, about religion, about all kinds of things, but mostly related to gun ownership, new products that we were either testing or watching videos on YouTube about, or whatever it might be. And I just kept saying to myself, we got to make this a podcast. We really got to make this a podcast. And happenstance was that Google was making some moves and decided to create this Google Plus platform, which led to the live Hangout platform, wherein you can have up to 10 people in real time with video, with screen share, with graphics, this incredible technology that was just sitting there, and I said, let's run with it. So I tapped my brother and a couple other co-hosts, and since then, as you said, it's not there are some other episodic chats that have been going on, none really in the show format. So let's just make sure that the chat had always existed prior to me starting the Tack Daddy Live show, which was a bunch of guys hanging out. And with no fault to anybody, I wanted to solve some of the problems that I had watching the chat, which was A, it was too long, B, there was no format, it was all over the place, and I have a mass communications degree from the University of Towson, which is, again, Towson University, Towson State, back when I graduated, in Maryland. I've done radio before out in Colorado, I've done some other things, so I said, you know what, let me look into this thing. Let me figure out how to put together a little, you know, a consistent program. And we thought we could do it in a half hour, Bill, but that was not the case. We figured out very quickly. We went live almost 2 years ago, and we tried a half hour. It just didn't work. So we went to a full hour format, and the format's pretty simple. We get into 20 minutes of latest news in the gun world over the last week, whatever that story may be, and usually there's 5, 6, 7 stories. And then from there, we get into guest time. We always have a guest on the panel. It could be someone from the YouTube world. It'd be someone from the gun industry, someone from another podcast or a radio show or a manufacturer. We've had quite a few great company reps come on. And even guys like Vince Buckles from Red Jacket. So back, you know, we've had entertainers to manufacturers to other YouTubers. Put them on for 20 minutes so everyone can kind of get to know them if they don't already. You know, what do? How do you do it kind of thing? And then the last 20 minutes we spend on what we call tech time, which is we're all gun nuts in the true sense of the word, back to the gun nut, which is I'm an average American dad living in suburbia. I've got 2 kids I got to get to school every day. Some guys like cars. Some guys like chess. Some guys are into CrossFit. I like guns, from the aesthetics to the mechanics to the engineering piece to again, just having fun and shooting targets, all that kind of fun stuff, training. So anyway, the last 20 minutes is always tech time. So we talk about different companies here, different guns, different philosophical takes on you know, standard stuff, what's better, a 9 or a 45, or, you know, if you're shooting 200 yards, what optics you prefer and why, or, hey, guys, check out what I got from the gun show this week. So that's what it's become. I really like to refer to it as a bunch of guys in a garage hanging out. It just happens that the garage is spread across the U.S. at this point. Be advised that it's not for the faint of heart. We don't hold back in terms of you're definitely going to hear a curse word from time to time. So it's for adults for sure. But it's definitely, again, pro-Second Amendment, 100%, pro-the-gun culture, pro-growing the gun culture as an accepted normality in the United States rather than some crazy thing that we're all – that's why when I say gun nuts, you can't see me, but I'm putting my hands in quotes. I'm used to having video, Bill, sorry. so when I say gun nuts, I mean gun nuts with quotes because I'm far from a nut. I just enjoy the gun culture. So.
Gun enthusiast.
You got it. An enthusiast of everything related to the firearms world. I think it's a great time.
Really, your concept, what I like about your concept is it's sort of like a discussion that you're broadcasting the discussion and you have participants within the audience, don't you?
Well, that's the other part of it is the viral piece that, again, continues to grow. I can remember we'd be sitting there and, you know, it'd be 6 guys watching on a Thursday night and I think 4 of them were the guys on the panel. But regardless, that we've all had anyone that's done a chat knows what it's like to watch that number count. What happens is as you grow things and gain an audience and they want to come back and they come back weekly, then all of a sudden they have questions for the guests. They have questions for us. They have questions about the topics. And it's difficult because there's so many platforms. Because it's the Internet, because you want to be as wide-reaching as you can, we've got it. I've got it on TacDaddyLife.com. That's the first place that you should check out because it also shows a lot of our sponsors and who helps us do this thing. It streams live, obviously, on YouTube, on Google+, and also on GunChannels.com. All of those platforms have the availability for anyone watching to post comments. Most of them feed into my email feed, but some of them don't. It's just one of those things where so usually we've got 1 or 2 of the guys on the panel monitoring everything, and again, between their monitoring and kind of paying attention to some of the emails come in, yeah, we absolutely catch comments and bring up, you know, Jimmy Smith 465 out in Arkansas has a question about that grip that you have on that gun. What is it? So yeah, that definitely is a neat part of it is that there's actual participation. We've definitely had guests on from time to time that'll do, you know, an instant giveaway, that kind of thing too. So it is fun.
Coming up on the first break, how can they find the Tac Daddy Live Show?
Tac Daddy Live Show is on Google+. Just look for Kevin the Tac Daddy and connect to me, and you'll see the feed come in on Thursday nights. You can also go subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Kevin the Tac Daddy. Once again, Google has some changes with the name.
Okay. Hang on. We'll get to that before we run out of time. We'll be right back. Hang on. More of Kevin the Tac Daddy. We'll be right back.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It used to be, especially when I was a kid. When I was a kid, if you wanted to read about guns, you had to wait till Guns and Ammo came out every month. And then gun magazines started to expand and everything. But with the advent of the internet, there has been, this is why Genesis Communications does all avenues. This is why it's radio and internet and podcasts and everything, going after all the media available. But there are some unique people out there, like Kevin the Tech Daddy, who is my guest today, with your show. Whenever you have the incidents like the spree shooter or something like that, do you see a big blow up when that happens? Do a lot of people come out and they're seeking out information from you as far as your take on the way things happen?
People love hot topics. Absolutely is the answer to your question. not just regulars. All of a sudden, you do have people jump on that you've never heard before that are in the chat. Chat community is great. They always support. Again, the greater cause is usually what the underlying answer to most of the animosity that builds amongst the anti-gunners. The underlying, just we all band together when it comes to the bottom line of we believe in our freedom to protect ourselves. And you mentioned gun magazines and things like that. I go back to just thinking about how much it would cost someone like me to produce what I'm doing on a Thursday night 5 years ago.
Well,
it would be exorbitant.
You would have had to have gotten Bloomberg to make a contribution.
Quite frankly. And so I didn't get to get this in the first segment. A lot of people boo Google along the way and this and that and the other. I look at it from look at this incredible technology that's just sitting there that if you figure out how to use it, you can use it to your, capitalist when it comes to radio, but you can use it to your advantage to get a message out there. And obviously with the format we've chosen to take on, the reason that the feedback I get from a lot of our listeners is that they like the entertainment value of it. They like the information value of it. They like the banter. They like to hear guys that are friends off the air get together once a week and shoot from time to time and a lot of it around the topics that they're interested in. So, yeah, when there's a shooting, when there's a gun company that makes a move, when there's a Bloomberg thing, I'm very anti-Bloomberg. You've brought him up. I mean, the ridiculousness of Moms Demand Action, we try to point that out on a regular basis. We have an outlet to get a message out there, and while we do enjoy the entertainment factor of it and the tech time and the guest stuff, the underlying message that we want to continue to get out week in and week out is that it is okay to have the right to defend yourself in a responsible, sound-minded way with the proper training and the proper licensing. Just because you have a gun doesn't make you crazy. And I heard something on your show yesterday, Bill, where you were talking about how there was a story that came across your wire, but obviously the big news outlets didn't take it and run with it. I kind of feel like at this point, it's our responsibility week in and week out to give someone at least a couple stories that say, here's another example of someone who just was at home doing what they do as an American. Something unforeseen confronted them. They had the tool to respond to that threat to their life, and they used that tool rather than become a victim. And those are the things that don't get reported week in and week out. We know what comes up on the top of the news hour in any major city in America. And, again, at least once a week, I like to put my voice out there and talk with my friends and the guests about, and the whole community, about those types of stories.
See, I don't think that today that the so-called mainstream media, I'm sure networks like MSNBC and some of the other majors that are so agenda-driven, they probably enjoy audiences of dozens on any given night. I think pervasively that the new media, like yours, and like I'm trying to make this be, we get out there because of the speciality in which we broadcast about. Have you ever noticed that your big talkers like Shepard Smith and some of these other guys on the various networks haven't got a clue about what they're talking about when they start talking about a gun, or they start talking about a capability of a gun, or what somebody can do with a gun? You ever notice that?
You're talking about my buddy Don Lemon. Oh, we called him out a couple weeks ago and showed him discussing with a very intelligent gun owner and advocate. I forget what the guy's name was, but yeah, he was talking about how after Sandy Hook, he went into a store and bought a full automatic weapon.
How about that? I thought there was a long waiting period for one of those, tax stamp, all that other stuff.
Oh, no. He got right in there, because he can spray it fast, it's fully automatic. In his mind, yeah, to hear some of the stuff they talk about on TV. Again, Geraldo recently, I mean, come on. There's been a few talking heads out there, and yes, it's almost embarrassing when they start talking. And even the most recent, or one of the more recent Moms Demand Action videos that they put out, where any reasonable-minded person that sees that thing has to think to themselves, well, gosh, she could have defended herself and her kid if she had a gun.
Well, even the ladies on The View looked at that video and said, what if she'd had a gun? Wouldn't that have come out better?
Right.
So that didn't work out. That wasn't working out too well for them. I can only imagine. Whoever put the storyboard together, I'm sure Bloomberg has taken him out back, and he's probably in a shallow grave somewhere in Jersey.
Sure. So, well, talk about a hot topic and something else I wanted to point out if we have a second is that...
We got a minute. Okay. We got a minute and 15 seconds ago.
You got it. It's okay to teach your kids to shoot. The beginning of the entire concept of the cat daddy, and the reason the word daddy is in there is because this all started when I wanted to find a great place to teach my kids how to shoot, the right way to teach them how to shoot, and to realize through the culture of the gun world that there are responsible parents out there that understand that it's okay even at age 8, 9, 10 to acclimate their children to this culture. And regardless of the most recent story about this 9-year-old and the Uzi, we all think that's a terrible story, and the responsibility, you know, falls squarely on several people there. I want to make sure that everyone knows that part of the channel and part of the stuff we talk about on a weekly basis is also about, again, children. Being a dad and having one of the things your kids do, not just soccer or ice skating or whatever, but they also know the responsible way to interact with firearms.
And we'll talk about that when we get back. If you haven't seen Kevin the Tack Daddy, he's on Google Plus. Got a YouTube channel. Does your show go out as a podcast, too?
It does. It's on iTunes. You can look it up on iTunes. I also believe it's on Stitcher, thanks to the guys over at GunChannels.com.
There you go. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free.
All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-31-6432. Watching around for ISIS. Joining me today from TankDaddyLife.com and a whole host of other places is Kevin the Tank Daddy. We were talking about kids when we went into the break. I want to ask you a question concerning this whole range incident. After Sandy Hook, we had a bunch of stats come out that shows just how good people are with guns as far as defending themselves and how pervasive they are. And the Police One survey came out where the police said, hey, you know what? We like having an armed populace out there. And at the same time, a poll came out where 56% of America thought gun crime was on the rise, even though the Pew Research and the DOJ came out with stats showing it down 49% over the last two decades. Out there, gun handling is really a relative issue as far as proficiency, isn't it? No matter what the age. I don't remember this little girl's name, but I've seen a little girl running a three-gun course, and she's running around like Chris Costa. I mean, it's really a relative issue. We still got Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry. Yeah, I agree with you. It all starts with the responsibility of the parent, period. That's where it starts and ends. I took it upon myself to take it so seriously that I almost wanted to treat it like a summer camp class. Every trip to the range was consistent for the first couple years in terms of they knew exactly what was going to happen. We were going to talk about it the entire drive there. We were going to go through the motions of safety checks, again, across the board. It always involved 22s, starting out with a single shot, 22 rifle, in pink with a little scope on, a little Savage Cub, and once, and again, to this day, when we go to the range, that's where we start. We always start with the Savage Cub and do some, because it's incredibly accurate. It reinforces everything about trigger, finger off the trigger. Again, all the basic rules of keeping the muzzle pointed in a safe direction at the range, knowing your backstop, keeping your finger off the trigger, never point at anything you're not going to destroy. All those general rules, it enforces all of them time and time again. And so to answer your question, it starts with the parent. How they choose to instruct their children, whether it be in the backyard, because you have the ability to do it there. You and I have both seen both sides of the gamut. People that are incredibly, even when I'm shooting with friends, I verbalize everything. This gun is clear. This weapon is clear. You hear me say that all the time at the range and during training. And some people say to me, why do you always say that? And I say, because I believe my children are next to me and I want to hear that from them every time I'm with them. So it's part of what we do. And when those rules are instilled, and then you add some common sense to not, hand a kid that doesn't have the muscular ability to handle the recoil of a fully automatic weapon, and you add the instructor level that's taking, again, obviously some people that are out of state and trusting the safety of their children and the with this guy, you know, they're basically saying, oh gosh, here's someone who knows what they're doing. Yes, it's okay. So they've kind of done their responsibility. At the same time, they should know better. It's a tough issue, man. That one's a really tough one. That little girl. I watched the video a couple times. We talked about it at length. But I firmly believe, Bill, that it all starts and ends at the house with the parent.
Well, it was an accident that should not have happened, is the way I'm looking at it. I mean, beyond the beyond the attacks they leveled at the NRA, which, I don't think the NRA teaches or advocates any training programs for any instructors to train anybody to use automatic weapons.
Never heard of it before.
They went to the absurd on that and completely ignored everything you just talked about, because this was just another opportunity to attack the NRA, which the other thing I look at out there, and I'd like your opinion on this, as far as the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, they all do very good work. But, I mean, 93% of the American gun owners don't belong to organizations like that. I don't think they're actually the 900-pound gorilla in the room. I think it's just individual people that, when they see something happening, they pick up the phone and call their senators and their representatives.
I hear you loud and clear. I didn't realize it was that big of a separation that 90% of gun owners don't belong to any organization.
Any of the national ones. Now, there's a plethora of those state organizations, and for all I know, they may belong to that. But they're always attacking. They either attack the NRA or they attack Larry Pratt, or they have Alan Gottlieb on and belittle him or something. As if.
Doesn't the NRA equal that gun nut persona I was talking about earlier? You know, the fat white guy in the camo with the flag in the back of his truck. I mean, isn't that what most of America sees as the quote unquote the NRA body?
Through things like the
younger people they have on NRA Freestyle, they're trying to get a younger demographic attracted to the NRA, which again, younger attractive spokespeople, etc. But that's for the most part, I think most of America thinks that the NRA again is predominantly fits those characteristics, unfortunately.
Well, I think most of disengaged America thinks that. Unfortunately, the new gun buyers out there, the young, the urban, and the female, they're not going along with that playbook. And you know, when you look at the numbers, one of the things that I've always wondered about is why don't the gun owners coalesce? When Obama took office, you know, there was 80 million gun owners in the United States. Since Obama has been president, he has presided over 100 million NICS checks. Now, I'm sure some of those have been for concealed carry. But I'm sure we've got another 20, 30 million new gun owners out there. So we're roughly one-third of the overall populace of the United States, and we're all adults. And, but let's attack the NRA. That's their thing. That's what they do.
Well, you also have an organization that's willing to have a guy go up on a pulpit and put out some interesting language and you know, stomp his hand down and, you know, good guy with a gun, bad guy with a gun. All that verbiage and language that they've thrown out there that has become, again, somewhat what defines the entire group. To you and me, only person that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun makes sense. But to the rest of America, good guy with a gun is an undefined, again, possible gun nut. Because the guy likes to go to the range once a month and teaches his children how to make sure that they're proficient with a gun. So God forbid they're ever at somebody's house and there is a gun somewhere. They know exactly what to do in those situations. It's not all of a sudden, oh, Jimmy, show me what that is. Anyway, it's crazy to me what most people think of as, again, the average American gun owner. There's been a couple video efforts and a couple collaboration efforts on YouTube with some great channels that have tried to put out there the fact that there are just average people out there who believe in the Second Amendment. I think, that, again, I live in a state, 1.3 million concealed carry permits.
Yep. First in the nation.
Even if there's only 10% of those people carrying day in, day out, that's an additional 100,000 good guys out there. And you and I both know that if you're carrying full-time, you're committed, you're sound-minded, you've made the decision of how to defend yourself and when you're going to make that decision. You're not some rootin'-tootin' cowboy living in the wild, wild west, as they say, that's looking for a fight. You just know that if, God forbid, something happens to you and you get to the point where in your brain it registers that you are going to die if you don't do something to protect yourself. You know, that's where I go with the whole thing.
Okay. Hang on one more time for me. My guest today, the Tack Daddy. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest today is the Tack Daddy himself. Kevin is joining me today. Kevin the Tack Daddy. That's all we need.
Great to be here. This is a fun morning for me.
You like this?
It's great. It's much less pressure than having to turn a light on and make sure that, you know,
yeah, you
video's
you,
all yeah. queued up and ready to go. Being a guest is way easier than being a host. So
that's right. It sure is. It sure is. And we haven't even, you know, I want to talk about, well, let's talk about this real quick. Doing a live show means that you got to dot the I's and cross the T's on the fly. You can't go back and edit it if you make a gaffe. And, I mean, I think we're probably the more courageous of the New Gun Media people. What do you think?
I agree with you completely. Well, I mean, you can delete the video from YouTube, but then all of a sudden you've deleted an hour's worth of content for one mistake. I think that's what makes it actually a little more more interactive, more entertaining. Just because, again, long story short, like I mentioned, I've had the red light come on since college. You know, I was a math comm major. I did some radio. I've done some other stuff in front of and behind the cameras, all that stuff. So the red light on doesn't bother me like a lot of people. You know, they say that public speaking is their number one fear outside of, you know, getting married or dying. I think it's actually death. But it's one of those things for me. I've been doing it so long that part doesn't really get me. So I'm getting nervous. I just want to make sure that the flow is good so that if I was watching it, once again, back to kind of what made me want to do this thing, that the flow is enough that there's no real dead spots. We don't really, again, when you talk about flubbing or messing up, you know, there's not too much other than, you know, every once in a while someone will throw out a statistic and someone else will call them out on it and they can't prove it. But other than that, you know, there's not too many mistakes that are made. But when it comes to, again, editing something perfect, is it going to be perfect with no one ever talking over each other and things like that? No, unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast. But we all respect each other, and we kind of keep it, you know, everyone that's been doing it's been doing it for some time now, and we enjoy each other's company, and that's kind of the cool part about it is we're not there to agitate each other or piss each other off or get in fights, although we have, again, gentlemanly arguments. But we all agree that sometimes we'll have to disagree. It happens.
It does. When you were talking about average guys and everything, have you ever noticed that none of the rock stars of the tactical training world, the Jason Follows, the Chris Costas, the Travis Haley's, the Jaegers, the Vickers, you never hear about them having to defend themselves. It's always an average Joe or Jill, if you will, that brings the thunder when it comes time to defend themselves. Have you ever noticed that?
yeah, there's probably like an aura around those guys that keeps bad guys away from them like a force field, you know? But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Average, that's when you just do the numbers and do the math. I believe that a lot of the higher trained guys just don't put themselves in situations that a lot of the average Americans have to. The lady that has to work late nights and go down to the car garage because that's the only place she can park, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And those are average Americans. A lot of those trainers you mentioned, have great careers where they're not in dangerous situations day in and day out anymore. But even again, I do believe that their situational awareness obviously is something that probably keeps them out of even more danger than the average person.
Well, the thing I'm waiting to see happen, just because of the law of averages, one of these guys is going to get attacked somewhere, some way, somehow. And, oh, won't the gun grabbers make a whole lot of hay out of that one? Because, you know, they'll be like, obviously, this man was a deranged gun idiot because he fired and shot the guy 8 times in the same spot. What kind of overkill is that?
One of the more popular guys on YouTube that we talk to and have on the show from time to time and does a lot of the chats is Yankee Marshall.
Yeah.
One of the videos that Yankee Marshall did a while back was he challenged, I don't know if he challenged people to do it, but what he did was he created his police report video, what the news station would say about him should they come to his home and get him, you know. Yeah, this crazy guy with more than 10 handguns in a safe and, you know, 15 rifles, and he had ammunition making equipment and all the, you know, the way that it could be spun for just the average guy who, again, recreationally shoots and owns certain things and from time to time has certain things in his car. I've often thought about what would happen if I had to defend myself in public. Because what do you think the first thing they're going to go and do is pull the footage of me shooting full auto at Okeechobee Shooting Sports? You know, here's this gun guy had to defend himself. Or again, back to gun nuts. You know.
Well, I see some of the guys they arrest.
500 videos on YouTube that you know all have to do with guns and gear. Had to defend his wife and family. You know, did he go too far? Well, he was itching. He had an itchy trigger figure. Look at him. He does guns for a living. You know, I can see and I hear exactly what you're saying about all that. So who knows when it's one of those trainers, you know, who we know will be effective.
Yeah, real effective. But, even for the students, now I have talked to quite a few of them, like down in your neck of the woods, Bob Harvey.
Okay.
At South Florida Law Gun School. He's had... gosh, 60 students that have had to defend themselves. And the only ones that didn't survive defending themselves forgot to carry a gun, and everybody else persevered. So, you know, they're doing the good work. But I'm just waiting for that to happen. But it's an interesting point because when they do catch a bad guy, and he's got a pump shotgun and a .38 revolver and 200 rounds of ammo, this is an arsenal. He was loaded for bear. What did he mean to do?
Fully loaded clips. God forbid he had one in the chamber when he's actually ready to defend himself and use the tool the way it's intended. Because all of a sudden you got one in the chamber loaded. You know, the other, you know, no safety on the gun. That's the other one that I love. He had a bunch of guns with no safeties.
Hair trigger modified as a killing machine.
Well, back to the ammo count's always a funny one to watch too, Bill, because again, you and I know what if you're going to go to the range and spend an hour and you're going to take 3 different calibers of guns to shoot, you might have 1,000 rounds of ammunition.
Well, if you go to a weekend class, it's pistol and rifle. You're going to be, what's that, 2,000 rounds?
That's the going number. That's the going number.
So, I mean, it's, you know, and you've got to have lots of magazine clips too.
Absolutely.
Lots of magazine clips.
Yeah, clipazines are critical. And hey, now let's not also forget all the tactical gear and tactical devices that he had in his trunk. He had a vest, and he had a holster for the weapon. He had a drop leg holster like the tactical SWAT guys wear. again, I'm being facetious. This is a little silly. But yeah, all all that stuff.
Well, it's true. It's, it would be really silly if you were doing satire, but that's the way they do it.
Yeah.
That's the way they do it. You know, I watched Kevin De Leon on the floor of the California Assembly out there talking about ghost guns, how they can fire 30 rounds in a half a second out of those high-capacity clips. And I was just thinking, you get paid to be an idiot. How do I get, where are the applications for this? I can be a bigger idiot than you. Pay me.
We can make up all kinds of stuff. Those foregrips make the gun way more dangerous, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of a
HG
or a foregrip.
Yeah.
Way more tactical.
Very ugly. Very, very sinister looking. I can hear the background music playing whenever I see it. It's sinister background music.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate you coming on today, and I wanted to thank you and say that again.
Sure.
Everybody listening, you're listening for all the right reasons, and Bill's doing a great thing here day in and day out. So, Bill, you're penciled in for a couple, I think maybe 6 weeks out, you're coming on our show. So.
Roger that.
We'll make sure that happens. That'll be
just exciting. Remember, I've got the face for radio. I make no guarantees if you put me on video. You can find Kevin. The easiest way to find Kevin and all of the tentacles that he extends out there into the media world is at TacDaddyLife.com. Go and check him out. There is no greater motivation than a father that wants to defend himself. And then somebody goes out and actually puts it together and makes it happen. Very dangerous individual. Kevin, thank you for joining me today.
Bill, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Really,
yes,
really do appreciate it. And thanks again.
Yes, sir. Tomorrow on the show, we are going to be joined by Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. I look at Bob, and he is becoming the most prolific. Bearing Arms is an offshoot of TownHall.com, and Bob runs it, so you get to hear from him tomorrow. I want you to remember this between now and then. We'll do this again in 21 hours. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.